Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's March 1st. It's Friday, and that's 2024. That's another a whole fucking month right there, people. Progressively worse every fucking day, and it's worse today. We got more worse things to tell you about. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today and a low of 20 in snow. I mean, it'll be one of them years. Anyways. We're going to run through this and we'll be right back and we'll go over and see what the Ministry of Lies alternate mainstream, I don't know, there'd be a mainstream controlled opposition, that was it, has to say to us today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Going over to the propaganda page. And start down the fucking list again. And, you know, it's Friday, and it's another week, and just as we could be, I don't know if you guys, you know, the video at the top, here is your English translation where with Hunter Biden and little girls. That link to that video, video's got a whole hell of a lot more. How this motherfucker is not indicted. Well, it's no such thing as there's no fucking law. We're being stupid, Henry. What the fuck are you thinking? Because that motherfucker, when we do have law again, when we take this fucking country back, you're going to pay, you sick in the head son of a bitch. Let's see what we got. Leaked World Economic Forum. Young global leaders training session video lays bare the kind of intense indoctrination new recruits go through before they are placed into key positions of political, corporate, and media power around the globe. Well, you can be put in that position or you can be marched up 13 fucking steps with your hands tied behind your back and put over a fucking goddamn trap door, rope put around your neck and drop through the fucking thing. That's what's going to happen, you motherfuckers. You ain't going to just step up and fucking act like your goddamn kings and queens, duchess and lords. We'll fucking kill you. You've already declared war on us. We have the right to fucking wipe your fucking asses off this planet. We're going to do it. This is a video, by the way, if you want to go watch this goofy son of a bitch. U.S. officials expect Israel to launch ground invasion of Lebanon. What did we say? in Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, you better start watching your back, because a false flag's going to happen or something. You're going to be caught up in this, and they want the whole goddamn Ottoman Empire. If you think otherwise, you're a fool. U.S. officials expect Israel to launch ground invasion of Lebanon. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The U.S. officials believe that Israel is planning to launch a ground invasion into Lebanon in late spring or early summer if a diplomatic solution is not reached. CNN, see, this is the CNN one. You can see the takeover. I mean, you listen to 1 hour of the fucking, what was the former this, when the NBC, ABC, and CBS were the ones that they were going to go there. You had Fox and CNBC and CNN mavericks out there, you know, going to tell you things that nobody else would tell you. This is all, these motherfuckers are goddamn incorporated propagandists. Don't never forget that. CNN reported on Thursday. Let's see what we got here. We are operating in the assumption that an Israeli military operation is in the coming months, and unnamed, as senior Biden administration told the outlet, not necessarily immediately in the next few weeks, but perhaps late this spring, an Israeli military operation is a distinct possibility. We just, whatever we decided to, get your fucking wallets out, okay? You know, stop eating. You useless eater, you could be eating fucking goddamn cereal all day long. You could eat fucking goddamn, you could eat dirt, you could eat grass. We'd have more money to blow fucking people up and put, so we can put their fucking wealth upon our pile. Israel and Hezbollah have been trading heavy fire across the border since October 7th, and Israel officials have been hinting at invading southern Lebanon. If Hezbollah, now doesn't this make them fuckers, they fucking go across international lines. I mean, these are international borders they're crossing when they bombed the fuck out of Syria, no declaration of war. And they have been bombing Lebanon. They bombed Syria. I mean, they bombed, well, I guess they're just a different rule book for the fucking chosen people, huh? Lebanon, if Hezbollah doesn't move back from the border, but the administration official told CNN that an agreement that only pushes Hezbollah back won't be enough for Israel. No, but fucking Israel, that little pistol in the fucking one. I mean, what do we do, man? One nuclear sub makes a whole motherfucker glowing glass. The official said that Israel wants to go into Lebanon to, quote, mow the grass, to destroy some of Hezbollah's infrastructure. If an invasion doesn't happen, the official said there would need to be. Some sort of buffer zone, and that's what they called the Golan Heights. Don't you remember? Oh, well, maybe you're not old enough to remember, but that's what the Golan Heights were supposed to be, a buffer zone, so that the Israelis didn't have to be afraid of the fucking Syrians. So they call it a buffer zone. Next thing you know, they're building fucking houses on it. They're building fucking structures on it. Oh, and then that's against international law. Oh, what international law? Get fucking real. The only law is the law of the fucking gun. And we have our written, ratified fucking law, but it's no good if we won't pick up the fucking gun. Buffer zone where either troops from Lebanon, regular army, or UN peacekeepers, that's what they had in Jerusalem. And what happened to that fucking deal? UN peacekeepers are deployed. Fuck you. Israel, your ass is going down. A second administrative official said that while there is talk about a diplomatic solution, there is a growing group within the Israeli government that says, hey, let's just take a shot. Let's just do it. I mean, we've committed blatant fucking genocide, not right out in the fucking open. I mean, butcher fucking genocide, not the kind you do with the fucking hypodermic needle, the kind where you fucking blow little arms off and blow little legs off and kill old people and kill pregnant women straight up in your fucking face. Yeah, I went, or like the people going to get the fucking aid, just go ahead and fucking mow them down. It's unfucking believable. And like I said yesterday, I don't know if it was in one of the comments or whatever it was. What would you do if you were witnessing genocide? What would you do if you were witnessing pedophilia? Well, what are you doing? That's the answer. just do it, the official said. An Israeli ground incursion could lead to a major, major escalation that we don't even know the proportions of, but you want. We have to have perpetual war for that industrial war complex. We don't need to fucking eat. We don't need it. Well, you know, we get rid of all the cars and that'd be save a lot of fucking money to kill people with and steal their fucking resources. Well, we need to do people. We outnumber these son of a bitches so much. We just need to kill them. Wipe them off the fucking face of the planet. Then there can be fucking maybe some peace for just a little while, maybe. U.S. intelligence has determined that if Israel escalates the situation into full-blown war, it likely wouldn't be able to handle fighting Hezbollah and maintaining military operations in Gaza. Not to fucking worry. Your American attack dog that is a fucking rabid fucking Rottweiler will take care of this for you. That means Israel could be hoping for direct U.S. military intervention if things escalate. Now, we do have the longer memory than a head of cabbage. It's been about four or five years maybe since the 97 to nothing one abstaining vote in the Senate and passing the passing a fucking legislation, they say, which they can't do because only the people can ratify any fucking law, but passing a legislation where yet it said Netanyahu could use our fucking, well, they're not our troops. And it's hard to talk about this shit. Well, the troops we pretend that are ours, that are the United Nations fucking mercenaries we pay for, that Netanyahu could take them and go on the offensive with them. Not a defensive move. Before, we had a defensive pact with them. If somebody attacked Israel, we could go there. But he now has the authority. And they think, well, it's been 4 years. They didn't forgot about that. We'll tell them when after the fucking firing starts. Well, we already know about it, you cocksuckers, and we ain't going to go over there unless it's to shoot the fucking goddamn fucking murdering ass fucking Zionist pig shit eating fucking Israelis. We won't go. We can do that right here. Fuck it. The CNN report said the U.S. was the main mediator between the two sides. Yeah, that's like their fucking court system here, the king's court, and you're a piece of fucking property, and the king's prosecutor, and then you can have a king's fucking what the hell do they call him, esquire for your fucking attorney, and they all work for the same person, King Chuck. But the U.S. does not talk directly to Hezbollah. Of course you don't. That's not who you represent, no more than the people who stand out there and pretend to represent the people of the United States represent United States nationals. You represent fucking the international corporate mafia and all its foreign fucking tentacles. That's it. And the U.S. official put in charge of finding a diplomatic solution is Amos Hutchenstein. Oi, he's going to wonder whose side he's on. This looks like a fucking kangaroo court, you know, a stacked deck. Who was born in Israel and served in the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, making it unlikely Hezbollah would view him as a neutral mediator. Those unreasonable son of a bitches. Sources close to Hezbollah have said it would halt attacks on northern Israel if a ceasefire were reached in Gaza. But Israel is sending the opposite message, as Israel Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, I guess it is, said a pause in Gaza would mean an escalation in southern Lebanon. People just keep watching this. Like, hey, Kid Rock, what you doing today? What you doing there, Richie, little Richie Rich, you cocksucker? You got in your shit? You getting ready to go over there? You can invade Lebanon while you're at it, bitch. U.S. officials have acknowledged that a war in Lebanon would benefit Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is expected to face a political reckoning for allowing the October 7th attack to happen. Allow it. He planned it. Hezbollah, Mossad, and the CIA made sure it fucking happened. They didn't just fucking do that. Think about it, people. Happened once Israel operations in Gaza are over. Once the war is over, his expiration date arrives. Well, if the war's never over, I guess he stays, huh? And that administrative official said, so he needs to maintain the impression, maintain the narrative that Israel is still in the middle of a campaign to try to stave off efforts to remove him. Now, despite Netanyahu's motive for a major regional war and the massive civilian casualty rate, no, the Jenna fucking side. I hate you fuckers. You're supposed to be antiwar.com. Call it what it fucking is. Quit trying to fucking goddamn soft pedal it, like calling gun control, gun safety. No, it ain't. It's fucking goddamn, it's a violation of the fucking second article, and it is fucking, you're trying to control a fuck something you cannot touch. And they changed the fucking wording. It's like I watched a fucking a new documentary came out on the fucking revolution. So, of course, I'm going to watch it. And they were pushing for a better democracy. And they made a democracy in Philadelphia. That's what that constitution was fucking all about. And Benjamin Franklin must have came out and said, I give you a democracy if you can fucking keep it. They think we're so fucking stupid and our memory span is so fucking short and we don't fucking read books that they could pull this shit off on us. Well, you can't. You motherfuckers, come on over and give it a fucking try. Civilian casualty rate in Gaza. The U.S. continues to provide Israel with military support. U.S. officials previously told Huffington Post that they believe President Biden's policy of unconditional military aid to Israel could embolden Israel to expand in Lebanon and lead the U.S. into a major Middle East war. Ching, fucking ching, huh? What do you think of that, people? Let me get a drink of this. God damn it. It's so, you have to run the heaters. It's so fucking cold here. And it dries you out. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com, huh? Incorporated. Blaze Media investigative journalist TPC4USA has now been taken into FBI custody for his June 6th reporting. Well, it's just a video of him showing him, putting him in the fucking cuffing him and stuffing him. U.S. blocks, here's what I wanted. U.S. blocks Security Council motion banning Israel, or blaming Israel for deadly Gaza aid delivery incident. You know, when they got them all kegged up, it was almost like fucking, you know, here you can't fucking chum things in. You can't put apples out for the, and then shoot the deer when they come to eat the apples or bears or what might have you. You can't bait them. That's what they call it. This is baiting. This is, fuck, you want to talk about treating people like animals. This is by Tyler Durden. You know, the kid that fucking burned himself to death in front of the fucking Israeli embassy. You know, you get to thinking about it, and he's sitting there and fucking, it ain't like there's a goddamn force rising up in this country to fucking stop any of this shit. And it comes a time when you just can't fucking live with your fucking self and knowing this shit is going on and you ain't doing something about it. Now, he could have went out with his fucking gun, and he could have got a few, which probably, you know, it would have, well, it might have benefited some in the fucking long run. But you know, with what he did, they could not fucking call him anything. But a goddamn guy who couldn't, his own conscience wouldn't allow him to do nothing. So he burned his fucking self alive. But that's the fucking goddamn American nationals for you. If you kill yourself, you're doing him a fucking favor. But this guy here, he made his death mean something. I mean, he showed the fucking fortitude of an American national. I mean, he goddamn think what he did. That was quite a fucking thing. And you know, they try to put out a lot of propaganda to make, oh, he was insane. He was the only person there that was fucking sane. He was in an insane world watching fucking things that his fucking mind could not grapple, could not fucking say, this is okay. He couldn't say, I condemn this and go on with his fucking life. That's what it comes down to. And it's going to come to the point, I mean, fucking people, we got to fight. And we got to fight in fucking force so that one man doesn't have to go light himself on fire so he can't be called a radical or anything else. He just, goddamn, I don't want to be if this is. UN, okay, there was an overnight push among Arab nations to get the UN Security Council to pass a motion blaming Israeli forces for Tuesday's aid convoy massacre incident, which left a reported over 100 Palestinian civilians dead. Algeria, the Arab representative at the UNSC, I guess that's UN something court, as a non-permanent member, brought forward a statement expressing deep concern over the incident and asserted the mass casualty event was due to opening fire by Israeli forces. Yeah, you got it on fucking film. That's what really got me about this report here. I mean, they're gonna. We should investigate this. What the fuck's to investigate? We'll watch the film. I mean, it's just like Lavoy Finnegan. I think he got shot. I think he was grabbing bullets. Oh, tried to act like he was trying to get his gun when you start pumping rounds into his fucking body. The lone veto which blocked it was from, anybody out there want to guess? Come on, one guess. Let's hear it. United States, in a UNSC vote that was 14-1, the U.S. last month was also the lone veto in the lobby calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Man, no, them fucking Jews don't own this fucking place, lock, stock. They don't run this fucking country. They don't consider us their fucking property. You betcha. And that, you know, they've, even with their phony fucking polls, they're telling the majority of the people in the democracy that doesn't exist. I thought the majority ruled in a democracy. Do not want this shit. They want it stopped. But not that this is a democracy, because it fucking ain't. Even the fucking founding fucking goddamn Masons warned against a democracy. A democracy ultimately destroys itself, and that's what we're seeing happen. This ain't no fucking democracy. It ain't even a fucking republic, because of the goddamn Constitution. It never fucking was. The people never fucking granted it the authority to create it, and the people never fucking ratified it. Period. Shove it up your ass. Only law that stands in this country is the inalienable fucking Supreme Superior Law of December 15, 1791, as written. The White House had in the immediate aftermath of yesterday's early morning deadly incident called it, you ready for this, tremendously alarming. I bet it was to the fucking 100 dead fucking people just trying to get some food, and said it is examining the conflicting accounts. Conflicting accounts. They got a goddamn video of them mowing them fucking down. What do you want? Oh, that's wrong. They said that there. Well, we'll see. The latest event needs to be thoroughly investigated. Boy, that's what you do, too, and then nothing. How many investigations have you seen in your life? I mean, nothing. Yeah, they did it. Hillary Clinton, yeah, fucking espionage, treason, any fucking count you want to fucking throw out there, she fucking did it, and they said she did it, and they ain't going to do shit about it. Because it ain't, why should they? They're against us. They hate our fucking guts because we are the supreme jurisdictional authority in this country. We hold the supreme jurisdictional authority in this country. If we just step the fuck up and put all our differences aside, quit worshiping fucking silver and gold, and wipe these motherfuckers out, we'd all have a plenty, and we could clean our country out and start over again. But we're going to have, the longer we wait, the bigger the fucking mess we got to clean up. That's a fact. White House spokesman Olivia Dalton has said the event underscores the need for expanded humanitarian aid to make its way to Gaza. The Palestinian side says Israel forces shot indiscriminately into large crowds of civilians seeking aid after some 30 trucks loaded with food and supplies parked in the central Gaza City area. However, Israel's account is that there was a crowd crush and stampede, but further admits that troops fired on a crowd when it surged toward a checkpoint. Sounds like a fucking Jew tell to me. What do you think? Israel says the vast majority of the deaths were not the result of the IDF. No, we didn't do Yeah, some of us fired into a fucking crowd of fucking starved-ass people trying to get a fucking bowl of rice. Yeah, but not all of us. Some of them fucking crushed each other when they fell. Israel says the mass majority of the deaths were not the result of IDF soldiers firing, and there are claims that the Israelis only sought to fire at civilians' legs. Really? 100 killed? Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. U.S. Deputy Ambassador, I wondered how they were going to answer to this when I seen it had happened. And this is exactly what they do. We kind of knocked a few of them off, you know. Fuck, they're just vermin anyway. And the Palestinian in the video yesterday saying, don't send no more fucking aid trucks. All they are is just bringing the people out to be fucking shot. And this is happening right in front of your face. And what are we doing about it? Whatever we're doing right now, that's what we're doing about it. I condemn this, by the way. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood has said of U.N. efforts to produce a statement, the parties are working on some language to see if we can get to a statement. Just a statement? The problem is that we don't have all the facts here, he said, adding that he wanted the wording to reflect the necessary due diligence with regards to culpability. God damn, man. Fuck, you have an aerial photo of them mowing fucking people down.
I forgot this is Israel.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they just showed this shit on the news earlier about Israel and shit and killing them over at the hospital. Yeah. And you're right. We just sit here and do nothing about it. Like no one, like they know it's genocide and they just sit there and go, like people say, well, what are we supposed to do? You're supposed to use your second article. Like you're supposed to trust each other and be there for each other. And that's what America's based on, is helping, you know, your neighbors and trusting your neighbors, you know, and it seems like they have a chokehold on a lot of people in this country.
Yes, they certainly do. A lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a fact, but you know, the spark will happen. And when it does happen, it's a lot of bent up fucking rage, and we'll tear this fucking place down to the ground if we have to. It's just a sad fucking day to call yourself an American. That's what I say. The problem is that we don't have all the facts here, he said, adding that he wanted the wording to reflect the necessary due diligence with the culpability. Hamas released a statement in the aftermath saying this mass killing calls into question the future of ceasefire talks. The negotiations conducted by the movement's leaders are not an open process at the expense of the blood of our people, the statement said, as reported by Reuters. On Tuesday, President Biden raised eyebrows in hastily and seemingly prematurely declaring his hope that a truce deal between Hamas and Israel would be achieved by Monday. But now this is even less likely, though the timetable was acknowledged as unrealistic by all parties in response. On Thursday, the president walked back the statement. I seen that fucker today. I swear I can't believe he can stand up. The latest U.S. veto at the U.N. Security Council will be held up internationally as essentially another example of the U.S. and Israel against the world. Now, the Israel's attack dogs. Don't try to put us on a par with those fuckers, because they don't consider us nothing but their fucking goyim. They're fucking slaves. Raise your banners and bring your fucking, you know, bring your fucking slaves to fucking fight our fucking war. Fuck you, kike, son of a bitch. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's just for that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew, and in there if you let a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
From the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. A Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and by God needed. And I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the fucking jungle, and it does get worse here every day. I mean, we're starting to make the animals in the jungle look like civilized fucking beings. Back over to the propaganda. What else we got here? Okay, coming back this way. We have some aerial photos. No, I don't really give a shit about Trudeau covering. Of course, he covers everything. They all cover up. Fuck you. There was something here. Israel guns down starving Palestinians after luring them with food aid. This is what I'm talking about. This is like putting bait out for a deer, or, you know, this is fucking unbelievable. Nobody, you know? This is by Chris Minahan. Information Liberation Israel reportedly lured starving Palestinians into the streets of Gaza City with the promise of food aid on Thursday, and then gunned them down en masse in an incident being dubbed the Flower Massacre. Reporters say more than 100 Palestinians were killed and over 700 wounded. There are tons of graphic videos in the thread on Twitter is blocking, but Twitter is blocking them from being embedded. So they do have all the evidence. Well, no, don't put it up on Twitter. Keep it away. Cover it up. We cannot fucking deny it. Hey, don't you fuck you look at the arrow for it? Fucking obviously, you're seeing people hit the fucking ground. But these are close up. You know, these are people that were there running their goddamn phone cameras. There are tons of graphic videos in the thread, but Twitter is blocking them from being embedded. I wonder why. Who runs this fucking country, people? You a fucking goddamn kike slave? Or are you a fucking just a slave to the goddamn third world? Is it you're working to fucking feed and house? And I mean, goddamn, how much do we have to fucking take before we stand up and fight? Israel National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said the IDF soldiers who gunned the starving Palestinians down were heroic, and said the incident shows the Palestinians should be deprived of aid. Okay? You getting it now? I mean, we got to investigate this. We don't know what happened there. And we get all the cameras, grab all their cameras, stop them, and goddamn hide this shit. Ibrahim Rafi, 28, said he and two cousins arrived around 2 a.m. at the location where the aid delivery was expected, hoping to find food for some 60 family members who, he said, were enduring extreme hunger. When the trucks arrived shortly after 3:40, a crowd of thousands thronged the vehicles, he said. And suddenly, without any warning, the Israeli tanks started firing. As people fled in every direction to escape the bullets, RIF said he stayed, said he stayed on the ground only to find that he was lying on top of the dead. I crawled until I found an abandoned house and hid in there, he said. The Washington Post could not independently confirm this account. That's because won't let the cell phone fucking goddamn records get on the net, huh, you motherfuckers? I mean, how fucking stupid do you think people are? Hussam Abu Sefaya, a director of the Kemal Advan, all these things, hospital in northern Gaza, said the facility had received 12 bodies, including that of a 15-year-old child, and 175 wounded. All the cases that reached us without exception, were injured by explosive gunshot wounds, and most of them were injured by multiple bullet wounds, he said. Israeli civilians have recently been holding parties. Israeli civilians have recently been holding parties in the streets to block food aid from. What do these son of a bitches have to do? I mean, yesterday we blocked a fucking UN resolution condemning them for fucking bloody fucking murder right in your face. Now, the genocide is going on around the world. They've killed a million here. They've killed more here than they have in Palestine, only it's not the brutal, fucking medieval, fucking ghastly. What kind of fucking animal could do that? As I reported earlier today, Israel is lobbying the UN and government throughout the world to make it a crime for people to criticize their ethnic cleansing campaign. Well, of course they would do that. How did Israel become so inhuman and evil? The followers of this cult were only allowed to marry each other. Any shred of morality, empathy, or decency was weeded out, for no sane person would accept this. And this is a video. It's long. I didn't watch it. It was like 3 hours or some kind of shit. I didn't have the time this morning. I'll probably watch it later. I don't give a shit about Joe Biden, and I don't give a shit about you, fucker Carlson. Official study finds all patients with long COVID had received the mRNA. This is just filler. That's all it is. In the United States, more and more veterans are raising their voices against the Israeli genocide and the brutal massacre of children. This indicates that government policy is not in line with the people's expectations, do you fucking think? This is a video. Good one, Galen. Just in, judge holds Catherine Heritage in contempt for refusing to expose her source. And again, this is just back and forth, fucking pity-patty shit. You got to keep in mind, we have an election, people. And that's what's really important. And if you go to the mainstream propaganda, I mean main motherfucking stream, Fox, CNN, CNBC, see, these are the alternative ones, just like Fox, CNBC, and CNN were the alternatives of CBS, NBC, and ABC. And they're really, man, but it all comes down to the same. It keeps pushing you back into your fucking program, pushing you back into your fucking programs. Washington Secretary of State Hobbs, despite ethnic complaints, boasts USAI to survival social media. Social media, my fault. 25-year-old pizza delivery man runs into burning house, saves four children who tell him another might be in the house. He goes back in, finds the girl, jumps out a window with her and carries her to a cop who captures the moment on his body cam. And, you know, this shows the caliber. This is a fucking pizza. This poor fucking guy. He ain't rich. But this guy, it shows him running into that fucking house, and this motherfucker is ablaze. And it shows what we are capable of. If we just be fucking decent and fucking do what we're supposed to, not fucking worship money. U.S. Air Force serviceman Bushnell claimed to have intel on U.S. forces fighting in Gaza. And, you know, man, Mr. Bushnell, wow. I don't know what to say. This is by Blue Apples Zero Hedge. The shock and awe of U.S. Airman Aaron Bushnell's self-immolation. I don't like that. Setting himself on fucking fire at the front of the embassy of the Israelis of Israel in Washington, D.C. has made the 25-year-old suicide seem seemingly impossible to reconcile for his friends, family, any onlookers who witness his fiery death. You know, you think about it. And he's at the moment he did that, he's standing there. And what would you do if you were witnessing genocide? What did he do? And I guess that's the question that has to haunt us all. Bushnell's obvious motive was his opposition to the war Israel was waged Israel has waged in Gaza. No, it was his objection to the fucking genocide. Quit trying to soft pedal at Zero Hedge Incorporated, motherfucker, which has seen the Jewish state chastised the world over for its indiscriminate killing of civilians and consequent lambasting of the United States for continually blocking measures to implement a ceasefire at the UN Security Council, although his cries to free Palestine made during while he was on fire made his motives clear. The depths to which he claimed to know about the conflict in Gaza the Biden administration has misled the American public regarding its role in the Israeli war in the fucking genocide against the fucking Palestinians, not in the war against Hamas. What we have going there is genocide on little kids. Those aren't fucking goddamn soldiers. Continue reading. According to one friend, Bushnell has stated that the U.S. involvement in Israel's war effort went far beyond diplomacy and foreign aid. That friend stated that Bushnell told him that the U.S. soldiers are actively deployed in Israel. That means you got fucking soldiers over there wearing that corporate fucking stars and stripes fucking rag, because it was never fucking ratified by the people, and fucking murdering little fucking children, blowing their fucking arms up, blowing their little legs off, killing fucking pregnant women, and doing high fives with their Israelis whose ass they suck, participating in the warfare in eviscerating the Gaza Strip. I love the way they want to throw all this shit in. No, the genocide, not warfare. Warfare in the Gaza Strip. That's, you throw that in there, you think you are fucking so smart, but you're not. You're so fucking obvious in your fucking real true intent. Bushnell was serving in the Air Force 70th Intelligence Surveillance and Reconnaissance Wing at the time of the suicide. He told the friend his position in that division gave him top secret clearance to military intelligence, which confirmed to him that U.S. troops had been deployed to aid the IDF in its genocide against the Palestinians. He told me on Saturday that we have troops in those tunnels, that it's U.S. Soldiers participating in the killings, said the friend who the New York Post confirmed was close to Bushnell. He told me that we had troops on the ground, you know, that were there and were killing large numbers of Palestinians. Maybe some assholes like Kid Rock, you know, some of these fucking good old boy Mason Judeo-Christian motherfuckers don't realize that they're next. A report made by the New York Times has stated that U.S. Special Forces have indeed been deployed to Israel since October 7th, shortly after Hamas attacks. since the fucking false flag attacks, the White House scrambled to delete a photo it posted for President Biden greeting a Delta Force unit in Israel. Right there, get over here, bitch. Send your young people over here into the meat grinder. The fucking Jews want more fucking goddamn oil. They want more fucking land. They want the water and the trees and fucking goddamn Syria. They want the whole fucking Ottoman Empire because it's theirs. Because they're the chosen fucking people. Chosen by themselves, for themselves. How about we choose ourselves for ourselves and exterminate your fucking ass, motherfuckers? Despite speculation surrounding the context of the photo in consideration of Bushnell's claim, any intelligence he may have divulged to his friend would be impossible to substantiate at this time given its confidentiality. Throughout the course of the Israeli-Hamas war, here they are. What are you doing this for, you motherfuckers? It's not a fucking war. Killing little children and blowing them up is not a war. It's fucking genocide. The fucking Israeli fucking genocide. President Joe Biden has stated that U.S. troops will not be sent to aid in the conflict. not a conflict. It's fucking genocide, and they're already there killing. They're already killing fucking Palestinian children. They're already killing Palestinian fucking pregnant women. Well, and don't never forget, they've killed fucking, I guarantee you, millions in this fucking country already have been genocide through the fucking soft kill with the goddamn needle. And that's not such a soft kill when your fucking heart stops or when you, like, some of the terrible things that people go through to reach death from, away from that fucking biological fucking agent that has been put in their bodies and that they spread to others and kill others with. Although the U.S. Navy has strategically repositioned itself toward the Israeli and Gaza coast in the Mediterranean instead, the Biden administration has cemented its foreign policy on Israel around a massive joint aid package with Ukraine, which would see the Jewish state receive $14.1 billion more dollars to kill fucking little babies. Is that what you want? I mean, the people say no. You represent taxation without representation? Do you think we fucking got it? A fucking the goddamn admiralty courts, you think that we got them? The goddamn seizure of fucking property without due process of law, you think we've got it? That's what our ancestors went to fucking war for. We got that, and we got shit that makes that look fucking weak. We got pedophilia. We got fucking child taking little children down into fucking facilities and fucking chopping them up alive and selling their fucking body parts as a multi-billion dollar international fucking industry. What would you do if you seen that? Well, you're doing it. $2.5 billion of that military aid to Israel would be dedicated to U.S. military operations in the region. You mean the fucking genocide? Why don't you fucking say it? Everybody fucking knows it. They think it, I mean, there's another article on this site today, and they must have said COVID-19 40 fucking times. You can say it over and over. The cat's out of the bag. You can't unhear something. You can't unknow something. You motherfuckers are desperate, and you should be. You should be shaking in your fucking boots. You should be running for your fucking spider hole, because this shit isn't going to go on forever. You better fucking know it. Your time is fucking coming. The clock is ticking. Alluding to more involvement in the conflict that the Biden administration has been transparent about. The lack of collaborating evidence supporting Bushnell's alleged claims. You mean the guy burned himself to death because he had his conscience wouldn't let him do nothing else? Claims has made the prevailing sentiment surrounding the suicide, you know how much that must have hurt, that he, like many others, active servicemen and veterans, was suffering from mental illness. Watching little children get blown, or their limbs blown off, watching pregnant women get blown up and having to deliver their babies from their dead bodies, that a fucking probably would mess a feller's head up just a mite, huh? You sick fucks. Don't try to put this fucking man down. He had a conscience. He had a conscience that wouldn't let him do anything else. That's all. Which led to his suicide. I thought you called it incinicide. No, and led to him burning himself to death because he could not stand to be alive with what he had saw. Given his pro-Palestinian position. No, it's his pro, his, how about his anti-genocide fucking position, you son of a bitch. Reaction to the suicide, reaction to the fucking goddamn fucking burning himself to death in protest have been polarizing. While many have championed Bushnell for bringing attention to, I love that, bringing attention, like some nobody knew. Attention to the, but of course the mainstream even had to report on that, didn't they? Ridiculed to the deceased, Bushnell for bringing attention to the rampant human rights abuse. Genocide in Gaza. Zionist supporters have come to ridicule the deceased Air Force veteran for his message, disregarding concerns over war crimes in Gaza. And Bushnell and other veterans' mental health is in lieu of using his suicide. Nah, man, you're not going to sell it as... What he did as a fucking, he did as a deliberate act. I'm sure he did not want to burn to death. There's lots of ways to commit suicide, and they don't hurt, like lighting yourself on fire. This was a thing about conscience. This was something he wanted to show just how intense it was. I'm sure he's seen little kids burn to death. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's another opportunity to express their psycho fancy for Israel. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyhow, where are we here? The fraught nature of the culture division existing in American society so deeply that it permeates to the most minuscule of acts was further exemplified by the response of the African-American community to remembrances offered to Bushnell. Sympathy for his death was expressed by many across X, wishing that Bushnell would rest in power. However, the use of that phrase sparked outrage across BLM aligned accounts who claimed rest in power was exclusively reserved as a condolence for black people. Fuck you. The people who bitched about it, they don't give a fuck. They got their own fucking agenda and they're packing their pockets. I bet you're driving a nice fucking car. You guys fucking your goddamn sheepskin fucking covers. The people that fucking said rest in power, right on for you. Fucking, we ain't looking at the color of each other's skin. We're watching genocide, fucking pedophilia, the human trafficking, goddamn cutting up little babies and fucking cutting them up and selling them in a multi-billion dollar international industry. Kind of goddamn people are we? What kind of goddamn people are you that would bitch about fucking BLM motherfuckers that bitched about this rest in power thing? Don't you think the man had fucking courage? And hey, in the end, he was black like you, wasn't he? The volatile reaction to Bushnell's suicide and claims that the U.S. military is emblematic of the upheaval in American society that the Biden administration entanglement in conflicts abroad has caused, as is maligned, foreign policy continues to damage geopolitical stability in Europe and the Middle East. Its ramifications have come to further resonate domestically, highlighting the social division that is sure to rear its ugly head as Biden bid for re-election. I seen this motherfucker this morning, and I mean, they're holding him. I want to see this State of the Nation. I would never watch the State of the Nation. I fucking want to watch this. I mean, he comes up and he's, he didn't know where the fuck he was. And people wanted to ask him about this fella setting himself on fire. And he's anybody, I don't know about these people that don't believe in climate change. They're Neanderthals. That was it. They turned him around. And so then he goes, I'm supposed to stand on my ex. I mean, this motherfucker, he's not even there. And this is who's, they'd have you believe this is the leader of the free world, but we know the Rothschilds at the top and the King fucking Chuck, they're the true fucking rulers that sit at the top of the pyramid. And you know what? Fucking, your time is coming, man, because you're selling this bullshit. Even the stupidest of the stupid can't buy into this crap. Don't vote. Go unregister to vote. If you just do one little fucking thing for your country, go unregister to vote. Let them know you're not going to play this ridiculously retarded, blatantly in your face retarded fucking game anymore. You're done with talking with them. It's time to fucking deal with them the old fucking fashioned way, the way our forefathers did. We're not going to allow this shit. That has to be how we fight this, people. We have to fight. I don't give a fuck. I'll probably have to die. Probably more than likely I'll die. And lots are going to die. Maybe my sons will die. They'll die defending their goddamn children. My Garrett motherfucking Tiet. We're not just going to lay down and let a bunch of fucking goddamn sicko fucking perverted kid child killers fucking take us fucking over and run us down. We won't do it. We'll blow your fucking head off. Anyways, that's all I stand for today. I'll see you guys on Monday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast. And by this weekend, we'll see what kind of outrages we're looking at then. Who knows? But, you know, there's another month for you of complete fucking outrage, and the final Friday edition for that month, total fucking outrage. That is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!
Here I come.